Ground the drones now. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Dell Small Business, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance, presented by ZipRecruiter. I'm one of those who thinks the government shutdown never should have happened. But there is a shutdown that needs to happen right now.
Newark Liberty International stopped flights when drones were spotted nearby.
Enough. Ground the drones now. I have friends who love them and would never misuse them. But as with guns, it's always a few who spoil it for everybody. And if the FAA doesn't act now, there will be too many and it'll be too late. Did you hear how close they got?
One pilot said the drone was only 20 to 30 feet from his plane.
Hear how high they were?
Two drones flying at about 3,500 feet.
Yeah, the rule is 400 feet. Someone tell me why a company is even allowed to make a drone that can fly higher than that. A hobby drone should be mechanically incapable of flying higher than 400 feet, and to even turn itself on, it should have to dial up an FAA computer over the cell network and post its position in real time. And the moment it gets anywhere near an airport, it should land itself at the nearest police station and turn itself in as evidence. Until drones can be redesigned to do this, they should be grounded. And this needs to happen before some company starts building shooting drones and claims they're protected by the Second Amendment. I never want to hear Chris Van Cleve say,
airline pilots report a very close call.
Ever again. One heroic river landing is enough. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.